Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
13 degrees in Newmarket, Aurora. The Canadian dollar today trading at 72.27 cents U.S. The TSX up just shy of 170 points. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. Prime Minister Mark Carney plans to extend the Canadian military mission in Latvia by 3 years to 2029. Speaking in Riga today, Carney says the move is part of a mission to deter Russian aggression in Europe. His office says there are now 2,000 Canadian Armed Forces troops in Latvia as part of Operation Reassurance, which is Canada's largest overseas mission. Canada is eyeing deeper energy ties with Germany through a critical mineral partnership. Prime Minister Mark Carney says key Canadian minerals, such as nickel and cobalt, have gone underdeveloped for too long. He called Germany a trailblazer in Europe when it comes to diversifying away from reliance on China and Russia. York Regional Police say a 29-year-old man has been charged with manslaughter following an overdose death in Vaughan last September. Police said at the time they were responding to a call at a home where a man without vital signs was pronounced dead. Police say the coroner's office classified the death as an accidental overdose. Police say investigators have identified a suspect who is responsible for trafficking drugs in the region, including those allegedly sold to the deceased. Police say a search warrant was executed at his residence, where officers seized a quantity of controlled substances and proceeds of crime. Police say they arrested the 29-year-old last Thursday. Baseball tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays hosting Minnesota. The Jays beat the Twins 10-4 last night. The Ontario government says it has no plans to bring U.S. booze back to LCBO shelves amid calls from a group representing U.S. distillers. Distilled Spirits Council President and CEO Chris Swanger called Canada's decision to remove 25% tariffs on U.S. spirits a good sign, but says it won't have much impact as long as the province refuses to sell it. According to the council, Canada was the second largest market for U.S. spirit exports in 2024. Pop superstar Taylor Swift is engaged to NFL player Travis Kelce following a two-year romance that swept the entertainment and sports worlds. They made the announcement through a five-photo joint post on Instagram with a caption that read, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." At the U.S. Open this afternoon, Richmond Hill's Denise Shapovalov advanced to the second round with a convincing 6-4, 6-4, 6-0 win over Hungary's Martin Fucsovics. Hot country weather, cloudy skies this evening. The chance of showers, fog patches after midnight, the low 9. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 22. Thursday, some sun, some cloud, the chance of showers, and a high of 22. Right now, in Newmarket, Aurora, it's 13 degrees. From the Hot Country News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.